Photographer Lloyd Wolfe has lived much of his life near Columbia Pike, a road that's linked Northern Virginia to Washington, D.C. since 1810. For the last 75 years, he says, it's been a magnet for immigrants.
There's something like 108 languages in the high schools here. And the thing that I think is interesting is that they're not in ethnic enclaves. There's not a distinct El Salvadorian area, a distinct Bolivian area, a distinct Somali, distinct Ethiopian. Everybody's kind of mixed up. There's some apartment buildings you go in. It's like the United Nations. And the community has a value of welcoming. They've actually put out a welcome recently for the Syrian refugees. That's part of the culture here. Diversity is something we see as an asset, not as an issue.
Many families come to the area to find employment.
People come to work for the federal government. You know, the Pentagon is a major job center.
And along the pike, he's encountered many places where cultures mix.
There's a Middle Eastern place called Attila's. The owner is a Kurdish Turk, and his employees will be Latino and Asian. There was one hair salon that was owned by a woman from India. She had a Latina hairdresser and a Moroccan man working for her. That's kind of the norm here.
Ethnic festivals offer a constant feast for the eyes. So Wolf and his colleague, Paula Endo, got a grant from the Virginia Foundation for the Humanities to document 5 miles of Columbia Pike in photographs. They worked with Dewey Tran from Vietnam, Alexandra Lagcueva from Russia, and Zhang Mimi Ho from Thailand, to create a book that stands in contrast to the increasingly common hate speech in America today.
Paula was interned as a child. She's Japanese-American. She and Todd, her husband, were put in those camps. So you can imagine that cooperation and kindness and lack of bigotry is important to them. My father escaped Nazi Germany. You know, the rise of this anger speech is disturbing to me, and the fact that we have a community that doesn't think that way is important to me. And I know Dewey and Mimi and Alexandra have similar feelings. Potluck around here is good.
The photos have been published in a book called Living Diversity. And Lloyd Wolfe will speak Thursday evening at the Virginia Festival of the Book as part of a panel discussion with NPR's Tom Gelton. It's called A State of Many Nations, Immigration, and the Changing Face of Virginia. I'm Sandy Houseman.